after a warm up, kids use their dashboard and where they were previously to identify like what they want to focus on for the day. And generally, I encourage kids to kind of move through the dashboard in a linear fashion. There are some guys, some students who don't do that, but most students actually do that. And so they'll identify at least two things that they want to work on. They'll put that on the to-do list. And then they have to go to the to-do list and move it over to the planner and make one, at least one of those items current. So that shows up on my teacher dashboard, and that gives me an idea of what exactly the student is working on or is planning to work on in class that day. Some students just have this tendency to feel that, man, the writing tasks are really hard. It's going to require me to stop and do a team check. You know what? I'm going to leave those till the end. And a lot of times I'm able to catch up on that and I'm able to say, okay, I noticed you skipped this assignment. Talk to me about what's happening here. Why haven't you done this? Okay, so go bring the assignment. Let's look at it together and let me get a feeling of where you're at. And once we had that talk, they kind of recognize, well, it's not as hard as I thought it was. And so they'll just go ahead and do it.